Hi and welcome to Easy Talks by OIE at Copenhagen Business School. Today we're here with Rikke, or Ricky as some people call him.
Yes.
And welcome.
Thank you.
And we're here to talk about your thesis, which you wrote with Maria, another girl from OIE class of 2019. Mm-hmm. But you're here to speak about it yourself today. Yes. So what is your topic?
We wrote about, actually our thesis project changed a lot. From the beginning towards the end, we wanted to look how Carlsberg as an established company use consumer insights and like their innovation process. So what we did was we worked with the function group development at Carlsberg, where we investigated how they use the StageGate model as a tool to manage their innovation process.
First question.
What is
the StageGate? The StageGate model, it's actually funny because I only know it because I worked for Carlsberg. Marie didn't know it beforehand, and I was like, that's actually quite interesting. But it's a project management tool also, or it takes innovation, and then it looks as innovation as if it was a process that you can manage. Normally it has between 4 and 6 steps and gates, and then it's a waterfall approach where you actually have to, you have stage 0, which is at Carlsberg the ideation phase. And then you have gate 0, where you get your concept locked down and you map it out. And then you have to get it approved. And then it continues into development and implementation and after sales. And so it takes you through the whole process of actually like developing a product.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we looked into, how actually consumer insights are used in this. We focused especially on the ideation stage.
Yeah, I was just about to say, because consumer insights are probably more focused
exactly in towards the beginning. So that's what we looked into, and it was challenging. Good.
So what was your motivation to do that? So I think you worked and still work for Carlsberg.
Yes, I work in product development at Carlsberg, and one of the challenges that I saw, because I work in technical product development, was this mismatch, because the StageGate model is actually a very old, there are 7, 6 or 7, we are going towards the 7th edition of this innovation process model, and the StageGate model represents number 3. So we had this discussion in our thesis, like, is this actually outdated? Because it's very old and it's focused on software development. So we looked into that part of it, but also what challenges does it like create to actually use a tool that's developed for software for physical product development? And of course, in my work, I saw a lot of challenges. And in my daily work at Carlsberg, we work with this fuzzy front end, as it's called, like the ideation of how to actually structure ideas and inputs and all of that. So that was actually what was the catalyst for this project, the issues in my everyday life.
Yeah.
And also both Marie and I knew that we wanted to do a research project that was not focused on a startup, which is maybe a bit atypical for this but we also wanted to show how innovation and innovation management and entrepreneurship, like corporate entrepreneurship, is so relevant and present in established organizations.
So Carlsberg puts a big emphasis on innovation, or how is it valued?
That's what we discuss in our thesis, because we of course, we did a lot of interviews. We worked with very qualitative data. We both have backgrounds within anthropology. We wanted to be near people and qualitative data and everything that comes with it. So that's what we actually discussed in our findings, because we found some different themes that we discussed, like the needs that our informants actually expressed for this to function well. And it was about alignment, because the different departments, they had this same framework, but they applied it differently. So how actually to align? Oh, I can't even remember all of them. It's only 2 weeks ago. And it was, okay, another important one was the attitude among our informants, because those are actually the people who use this in their everyday life. And what we saw was, because it was so complex and it was too rigid and too much paperwork, that it took a lot of the happiness that these developers actually had, and it just like strangled it very slowly, and it was just the attitude was terrible. But one of our main findings that we actually not discussed until our defense was, we found these 6 But when we then looked through our data again, we saw one that was so clear that we didn't actually see when we did it the first time, but it was, it, we only looked at the horizontal, but it was the vertical that actually, because do Carlsberg as an organization actually focus on innovation? Probably the most important finding.
Which is not in your paper.
It is not, but it's in the three pages that we gave them at our defense. Yeah.
So what, can you talk about that? How they incorporate innovation? How important is it?
At Carlsberg?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Carlsberg has an innovation lab as well. It's called the Carlsberg Research Center, and it's like 100 years old. It's amazing. It was actually where the pH scale was developed. So it has a lot of history within developing. And then they have different departments. I think there are 5 or 6 focusing on different types. There is IDEO, technical product development. So that's everything below the bar, like the draft systems. That's my team. And then there is a packaging innovation and like liquid innovation. And then another innovation that's divided into 3 or 4 more. So yeah. And then there is also actually a PMO office to the, what's it called, project management office. That's what it's short for.
PMO.
Exactly. Their sole task is to make the innovation process smmth, to implement the stage gate correctly, and to make sure that everyone understands it and like utilize it as they want. So yes, I would say that they do focus on it. But then again, you can distinguish between, okay, is it then incremental or is it radical innovation?
Yeah.
That's also something we discuss in our thesis.
Yeah.
We say that they're set up with this current setup to do incremental, but radical is rather
tough.
Yeah. Because it's such a strict and rigid system. So if you come to, okay, you're already approved into stage 2, but then you realize, okay, but we have a material that's much better. You're not allowed to go back.
Oh, wow.
So you have to kill the project and start over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think this is it's very interesting that they have such a fixed system in itself, or a software where you have to go from stage to stage, almost like a game.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
To move forward. But then what we learned, I think, also in the master's, that innovation is very iterative.
It's fluent,
it's organic.
That was also one of our like major critiques of the current setup, is like it's too strict, it's very rigid. That was also one of the things that a lot of our informants mentioned, like we need to be able to loop around, to go back, to go forth, to go back out and talk to the people that we actually designed for. Then again, that's also the difference between like an established enormous company and a startup of 3 people.
Yeah.
Because changing anything at Carlsberg takes forever, because we are 45,000 people and we all use the same processes.
Yeah.
And if you want that to work, it's difficult. It's tough.
Did you give them any like recommendations or suggestions
for how
you could change that?
We actually did. We included that in our paper. We did, I think, just 3 pages towards the end where we said like recommendations for Carlsberg. And then we explained in detail, okay, we saw this need, therefore we recommend this. Yeah. And after, I've had, of course, my team, my manager, she read through it and everyone involved. But I've also had 2 other people from Carlsberg actually asking me for a copy because they wanted to read through it. So that's nice that you feel that it actually...
Yeah, if you want to read one,
exactly. Yeah. And one of them, he read all of them and he was like, can you go grab a coffee with me because I have a few questions and I want you to recommend more reading. So that was really, that was nice that people actually appreciate.
Did you feel the process that you might were like too invested, or how did you, because you work for them, so how did you make sure you weren't too like biased, they weren't too like...
That was actually, that's a good question, because they also asked us this question at the thesis defense. They asked us like why we chose to work with a company that one of us worked with, and we were like, you know what, it was actually to gain both the insider and the outsider perspective, and we feel like it gave a lot to the process, like the smoothness of this process.
But it was also nice that you had Maria, who had more
Exactly. She had the ability to actually stay objective because she wasn't biased, because she hadn't tried this before. They had training sessions where they, through Skype, teach people how to use the stage gate model. And because Maria is not a part of Carlsberg, she could actually, you know, impersonate a new employee who has to learn this for the first time. So that was very beneficial. But on the other side, in like my function I got to participate in some workshops and stuff that we could also use, where we got some other like very, very, very valuable insights. So it was nice to have both. Yeah.
I'm super interested in more in general established companies using innovation. I don't know if you did some research at the beginning of your paper on this combination and actually this integration of corporate innovation.
Yeah, we didn't do a lot before, because we, maybe that's also the anthropological way of working, like it's not a science, you don't have a hypothesis and then you go test it.
Yeah.
We went to the field and we saw, okay, what problems do we have here? And then after, when we gained like an idea about like, okay, so we want to look into this and we want to corporate entrepreneurship, blah, blah. And then we went back and found so much, so much literature.
Yeah. So what does literature say in general?
It divides it into two. I don't know if you recall, we had the case where they use skunk work and they have like this external function. It was a Boeing case.
Boeing, yeah,
where they had
the
this, exactly, the exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Where they had this innovation lab where they did skunk work.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a part of the company, but then again it was.
Yeah.
And we also made that distinction in the thesis, because Carlsberg took the different approach. They acknowledge, okay, we want to have innovation, we want to have it in the company, so it's a very integrated part of the company. So it depends on how you do it, but that also creates some problems, because as I recall it, in the Boeing case, they were very excluded, whereas when they're included at Carlsberg, you also saw issues, because then they don't have enough time to focus on innovation. Then they also have to fill out papers and they have to go test themselves and blah blah. So it was fun to see, like, okay, both has pros and cons.
Yeah.
So, but it was nice to actually see it in real life, not only from Harvard business cases.
Right. But then it also sounds like everybody has to be an innovator at Carlsberg.
Yes, I think, but that's also like in the Carlsberg mentality, like they focus on this, like ask questions, be curious, and that's actually what I like at Carlsberg. Like, you have the office space and you have the headquarters and you have everyone in suit and tie, and you know, but then you also have the research lab that is located 300 meters away, where people go dressed as they want and they be crazy as they want. And I like that. So you can have a bit of both.
And do you think for future research, or do you think there are other examples of big corporations that managed to have innovation throughout the company but still have elasticity and have an iterative process? Do you think that there's manageable
examples? We actually used Lego as an example. We did a comparative case study, and we used Lego. It was very low-key. We didn't go interview Lego, but actually there are a lot of articles and research on how Lego implement the StageGate model. Yay! StageGate model. So we could do a direct comparison. Yeah. What we discussed in our thesis is something that's up and coming now, that is called like agile StageGate hybrids. So that was what we looked into. Okay, so how do these companies then implement like agile elements into a very like structured process such as the StageGate? As for now, there's not a lot of research on agile StageGate hybrids, but I think it's the future.
The new buzzword, agility.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
But then would you say that Lego is the perfect example?
I would say it would be something I would be very interested in, like figuring out. At least I would love to work there, because it seems like it from what you hear. I know people who work for Lego, and I think they have a head start here.
And are there other things you would think that are important for future research, or something you would be interested in looking into?
I would actually, I'm considering doing like the industrial PhD, because I actually want to focus on corporate entrepreneurship and how people, like how established organization, how do they nurture?
Yeah.
Because it's easier in a startup.
And do you want to do any recommendations?
Yes. If any of you new OIEs, if you have an anthropological background, there are not a lot of anthropologists at CBS, but Daniel Solilis did an amazing job being my supervisor. He is very recommendable. Yay, CBS. One, a very good supervisor.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for
you are very today welcome.
And
very welcome.
And good luck with everything going forward.
Thank you.